In Germany, Catholic lay activists and others are urging Pope Benedict XVI to speak out. They want him to say and do more about the growing sexual abuse scandal involving priests in his native Germany. Several hundred cases of alleged abuse at Catholic institutions in Germany have recently emerged. As NPR's Eric Westerveld reports, more victims are coming forward, and some German Catholics are demanding reform.
45-year-old Astrid Meyer says when she was a child, she regularly attended Catholic church in a small village parish near Stuttgart. One day after Sunday school, when she was 8 years old, Meyer says her priest coaxed her into a dimly lit, wood-paneled back room.
Well, he told me he wanted to show me this bread he was transforming into the body of Jesus, and this made me very curious.
Meyer says the priest then raped her, a violation that left her reeling and dazed. As a child, she says she didn't understand and blamed herself.
On my way home, I couldn't walk anymore because of the pain, and I had to lay down on at a wall and in the street, and that's what I am remembering. I only knew that it hurt and that it was horrible, but, I mean, he was a priest, and I supposed he would do things that are right to me, and if I couldn't stand them, then it was my problem. And I didn't tell anybody. No, I didn't.
For years, Meyer, now a mother of two boys, says she feared a panic attack if she entered a wood-paneled room. But she really wasn't sure why. She says it was only 3 years ago, through intensive therapy, that she fully remembered all the details of the rape that took place nearly 40 years ago.
It destroys trust. It destroys the trust you can have in people. It destroys it completely. And, well, very simple things also. I mean, I didn't know I could say no to men until I was nearly 30.
Meyer left the Catholic Church in her mid-20s. She says the priest who raped her is now retired. He has not been charged. She recently tried to bring charges, but says most lawyers are reluctant to take the rape case because it happened so long ago. He's old now, Meyer says of her abuser. I hope he's too old to molest children anymore. But she adds he's still alive and not too old to own up to his crime.
I want him to confess. I want that he tells his church and his community, the community he betrayed, whom he molested and whom he did harm. That's what I want.
There are active investigations into allegations of sexual or physical abuse of children and young adults in 22 of Germany's 27 Catholic dioceses. In scale, the scandal is starting to look as big as the one that earlier rocked the Catholic Church in America. Father Simon Rapp is the head pastor for the German Association of Catholic Youth. He says the recent meeting at the Vatican between Pope Benedict and Germany's top bishop, Robert Zollitsch, left many here deeply disappointed. Only Archbishop Zollitsch spoke after the meeting. Father Rapp says the Pope himself has to speak in public soon about the crisis that has shaken the faithful in his homeland.
How he feel about this? He was bishop, he was a theology professor, he's priest of this country, and so many people hoped for a word from him, but he said nothing.
At least one of the cases cuts close to the Pope during his 9-year tenure as head bishop of Bavaria. In 1980, a priest suspected of child abuse was transferred to Munich when Pope Benedict was archbishop there. After some therapy, the priest was assigned to a Munich parish by the archbishop's deputy. A few years later, that priest was convicted of child abuse and given a suspended sentence. Late last week, the Pope's former diocese says it suspended that priest and that his superior resigned. Today, in his weekly general audience at the Vatican, the Pope addressed Irish Catholics in honor of St. Patrick's Day. He mentioned his deep concern about sexual abuses by priests in Ireland. He said he'd written a soon-to-be-released pastoral letter to the Irish people that he said he hopes will help with repentance, healing, and renewal. But the Pope said nothing today about the widening scandal in his native land. Christian Weissner is with the German branch of the Catholic reform group We Are Church. He says the Pope isn't speaking to the church as a whole about sexual abuse by clergy.
The Pope is asking for a zero tolerance policy in the United States, but he's not asking that for Germany. So he is sending out different messages to different countries. But I think the Roman Catholic Church is a global church. pedophile scandals are a global problem, and the Pope has to face it as a global problem.
In a scathing op-ed in today's edition of the newspaper Süddeutsche Zeitung, the renowned German theologian Hans Kuhn charged that the Pope should be held personally accountable for this secrecy and what Kuhn called the worldwide cover-up that has protected priests and harmed children for decades. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Berlin.